Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Paul Smith, president and CEO of iBrands Corporation. The company is traded over the counter. The ticker symbol is IBRC. And iBrands Corporation provides online ordering software to the worldwide restaurant and hospitality industry. Thanks for taking the time to join us today, Paul.
Well, Juan, thank you for the opportunity of speaking with you and your listeners.
Anytime. And start off by talking about the sale of your online ordering system to Doc Green's Gourmet Salad and Grill.
Yeah, absolutely. Doc Green's is a good example of the type of client that we really like to deal with. Doc Green's is a small but very, very quickly growing chain. They're in the fresh food markets of the restaurant industry. They're independent restaurant owners. And that's really important to us because the majority of the restaurant market, almost 60% of the entire restaurant market, consists of independents. And that's predominantly where our primary focus is. And we like to deal with companies like Doc Green's because they've got plans to grow their business, and we want to be their partner in their growth. Our business model, Juan, is not a quick hit, upfront money concept. We really make our money in the longer term, working with our customers like Doc Green's and helping them build their online ordering business.
So it is a very niche market, correct? And
niche. I guess you could define it as niche, although it's an extremely large niche. The market really consists of large chain operators that have 500 to 10,000 units. A lot of them are large franchisors. That's not the market we're really going after. We're going after the independent restaurant owner market that in total context is the largest niche of that whole restaurant market.
Great. And also talk to us about the agreement with Fresh to Order.
Fresh to Order is another prime example. It's a an up-and-coming chain headquartered in Atlanta. Again, it's a perfect candidate for us, a very significant management team behind it. Well-funded, and they've got national scope in terms of their growth. And again, we don't make our money going into that relationship. We make our money as being their online ordering partner going forward and over the longer term.
So, yeah, continue talking about some of the trends right now in the market and how well-positioned, iBrands is to capitalize on them.
Well, I look at the market. You know, there's opportunities and challenges in this industry, and we see the challenges of the restaurant industry as our company's opportunities. It's a mature, large industry that's slow to change. The economy, however, is forcing restaurateurs to search for new methods to increase and or maintain their sales. And funding for new developments and growth is really not readily available in this market today. We all know the problems with the banking and credit markets. We at iBrands offer a new but proven technology that, when applied correctly at the restaurant level, increases revenues, brings in new customers, and increases the restaurant's average check size, all at a low investment cost. We've seen the investment payback period with some of our clients being in the first month after implementing the online ordering. Let me give you a little example. I can't divulge who this is, but I can certainly divulge some of the statistics. One of our clients is a six-unit specialty deli chain. Prior to incorporating our online ordering platform, their average unit sales were about $400,000 annually. Their average check size at the counter going out the front door was $8.95, and the capital cost to open one of their units was $450,000. After 12 months of utilizing our online ordering software and following very simple marketing tools, their average unit sales rose from $400,000 to $500,000. That's a 25% increase in sales. And their average check size went from $8.95 to $21.37 just from online ordering. And their total investment cost for the entire chain was $4,500. Now, that is an incredible investment return for an industry that is looking for new distribution systems that provide new customers at a very low investment cost. And that's exactly where we're positioned in this industry.
Yeah, the numbers certainly speak volumes. How many competitors would you say that, you know, the company has?
I would say there's, it's hard to say one. I'd say there's 25 or 30 competitors out there. I would say that under five are real competitors, and I don't want to diminish the other competitors. The market is kind of broken down in two categories. The largest number of competitors are in category one, which are template-driven, small, very online ordering companies that are somebody's brainchild out of their home, that are techies that have developed it, but they don't quite understand the restaurant business. The other category is the category we find ourselves in, and that these are companies who have invested a lot of money in their online ordering system. They're very customizable. They're in very intuitive type of software. And these are companies that have people in them that not only understand internet technology, but they truly have been in the restaurant business before, so they've been on the other side of the fence.
Certainly. And so what makes your company unique from the other players in the sector?
Well, you know, we have a highly intuitive software platform. And you know, our mission is not to be the largest online ordering solution in the world. We just want to be the best online ordering solution in the world. And we accomplish this goal by being a partner with our restaurant clients, utilizing new technology advances with traditional marketing strategies. That's our real market niche here, is customer service. We've got a software platform that has had over $1 million invested in the technology. It works. It is delivered more than a million orders, so it's tried and tested. And we've got a management team here that understands the restaurant business because they've been in it. And we're out there trying to help independent restaurant owners increase their sales and ultimately increase their profit margins with a very low investment.
And perhaps you could walk us through some of the background and experience of, you know, yourself and the key management team at iBrands.
Well, the majority of our management team comes out of the restaurant industry. I've been in the restaurant industry for some 25, 30 years. I've owned or operated over 100 restaurants. I understand what it's like to make payroll every week and how tough it is to manage in this kind of economic environment. We also have about 15 years experience in internet technology. And so we're kind of a unique team that we would have been able to marry that kind of internet technology expertise with the background of the restaurant industry that we have.
Certainly. And in regards to some of your goals and objectives, what specific goals does management hope to accomplish over the next year?
Well, I'll tell you, here's the stage we're at. We are about to launch a national and international rollout of our concept. This technology has been around operating for several years. It took over 3 years to develop it and test it. The investment cost in the technology has already been made, and our goal is to roll this thing out as quickly as possible. And one of the reasons being is that online ordering is a hot issue in the industry. Each year, the industry, through the National Restaurant Association, has a show in Chicago, and it's huge. And this show this year took place in May of 2009. And, you know, when you walk through the floor of thousands of exhibitors and tens of thousands of restaurateurs being there, I can tell you the buzz on that floor was online ordering. And the reason for that buzz is the economy. The industry needs to find new sales verticals to boost our declining revenues and profits in a really tough economy. So when you look at our markets, you know, there's 1.1 million restaurants out there in North America alone, and the total volume is like $617 billion a year in sales, of which $357 billion of that is takeout orders. That's 45.2 billion takeout orders each year ordered in restaurants, and less than 5% of the restaurants out there offer online ordering. So we think we've got a 2 to 3 year window here to get this product rolled out, and you know if we can achieve somewhere between 0.5% to 1% market penetration, we've got just a dynamic huge company.
Certainly, and in terms of your growth, future growth, will you look to continue to grow organically? Will you look for some M&A activities, and if so, what kind of criteria do you look for in you know companies that you look for in, as far as mergers and acquisitions?
You know, our primary focus is internal organic growth, and it's not only in obtaining increased market share of online ordering out there. Is that you know we see the technology changing as well. As a matter of fact, we're already working on technology for cellular phones. We really think that this whole market is going to move in the next couple 3 years from computer laptop based to cellular based technology. And however, as we get out there, we find you know those. Remember, I told you about those 25 possible competitors out there that really are small competitors that have found little niche markets. We see some opportunities in terms of roll-up of some of those as well. And but I think our primary focus over the next 2 or 3 years will be in real economic growth, utilizing our own customers.
Great. And in terms of investors, Paul, do you think that right now investors understand the general direction of the company?
I think the investors who know about us and read about us and listen to us understand the technology. But we just need a lot more eyes on the company. The company is fairly new. You know, iBrands has only been around this year. We obtained this technology through an acquisition. I see that as we're out in the market, public marketplaces more and more, and you can see a little bit of it in what's happening in the marketplace in terms of our stock, we're starting to get more and more investors looking at us, and when they see us, they like what they see.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Paul Smith, President and CEO of iBrands Corporation. The company can be purchased over-the-counter. The ticker symbol is IBRC and is currently trading at 7 cents a share. And before we conclude, Paul, what are some of the key reasons why iBrands Corp represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, the first thing is that our company is at the beginning of our product life cycle. It's an old industry. It's an old mature industry, but the technology niche that we're in is brand new, and the investment is already a sunk cost technology. It's done. So we're getting ready for this national rollout, and we're already preparing, as I said, for the next wave of technology of online ordering. And that's the use of your cellular phone. Management has years of experience in the internet technology and restaurant industry, owned and operated 100 of our restaurants. So, you know, we talk the same language as our customer does. And the company's just starting to get known in the public markets, and the stock's starting to get traction. We've got a low float, less than 10%. Our float is less than 10% of our issued and outstanding shares. And finally, our upside potential is huge. a 1% market share in the next 5 years makes IBRAN a home run.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
And I appreciate the opportunity, Juan. Thank you.